Now, a couple of countries you've been part of, Italy, because of Italian background, you played a lot of spaghetti rugby. How do you see them? We've had a good 20-year run now in the Six Nations, but on the teetering there of being sort of thrown out or not thrown out. The teams in the Pro 14 as well, Benetton's always had the big money to back one of the teams, but you've had Zebra and all that sort of stuff. How do you see that from a distance, and how do you see Italian rugby in its very essence?
Italian rugby, when we played there, you know, you had one foreigner per team. I was really trying to promote the game. Now, you haven't even got an Italian coach. You've got an Irish coach. So what he does, he brings all his Irish mates over, and they're coaching Irish rugby. The Italians aren't Irish, you know. So if you look at the brand of rugby around the world, everyone tries to play the same. But the French are playing what the All Blacks want to play. I mean, they're French. They're flair. So, you know, in Italy, there's a really good guy called Vittorio Monardi, who's a great coach. But because he's at odds with the federation, they won't pick him.
Yeah.
You know, because the people up there don't like him. So I said, well, if you have a look at that's not Italian rugby. All Italian players play in France. So how the hell are they supposed to learn? It's, you know, you talk about international rugby. You got Fiji, one of the best exciting teams in the world, comes to World Cup. They can't get their best players because English clubs and French clubs won't let them go.
Exactly.
So why don't the IRB stand in and say, listen, everyone should be available for their countries. And if you want to pay, subsidise. Give them some money to pay. But it just makes an absolute frustration every year that the World Cup, you've got Fiji, great players, aren't being released, so you're not seeing the best of Fiji, you know. So the world rugby's got to change, where the Kiwis dominate at the moment. There's more dominant Kiwi coaches in the world than there's anywhere else, and they're all playing the same style. Some countries don't like that style, so get someone from the country who loves to play Italian rugby or French rugby and let them coach.
You're over in South Africa for 10 or 15 years as well, with the Coast Sharks and KwaZulu-Natal. How do you see South African rugby? The Rand really belts that element of the sport about. They've got teams in the top three, the Pro 14 as well.
Yeah.
It's just interesting to see how their sort of rugby is rocking and rolling along as well, as they've decided to come back with Sansfa.
Yeah, look, it's been frustrating for them as well with the quota systems and all that, which is ridiculous. It's actually making it worse, because a lot of the guys there are bloody good footballers and they get there on merits.
Yeah, exactly.
And they always ask the question, so, well, you know, I'm here on merits. And it's like, well, we know you're on merit, you know, you've been picked. So, look, I just think they're going to be very dominant this year in the World Cup. I think Rossie Erasmus is going to play old-school South African rugby, kick the ball and chase. They've got some really good players. I think they're the dark horse. I think not too many people talk about them. Yes, they've got a couple of teams in the Pro League, which is actually going to benefit their rugby, because the problem in South Africa is it never rains. So every time there's a test, it rains, they can't catch a ball. Now they're playing week one in rain, next week in dry, so they're actually adapting pretty quick. So, look, I just think their problem with a lot of rugby is, you know, the people get in the administration, they want to run the game the way they want to, and it actually doesn't really fit the way everyone else wants to play the game.
Winning the World Cup, we got it this year. Can the Wallabies win it? And what's the thrill like getting up there and twigging and holding the trophy up? Just the ultimate in rugby, or there are just other things within your life that just made it so much more complete as well, not only the experience of playing for the Wallabies, but the World Cup experience of holding our bill up?
Yeah, look, the interest, someone actually mentioned a couple last year to me, said sometimes the journey is more important than the results. Because if I go back to the World Cup 91, you know, the day after, you sit there and go, okay, what do we do now? We're the world champions. And life goes on. So sometimes I think the journey to get there is more important. So you've got to look back at the journey. And the journey was a great journey. You learn, you go through stages, ups and downs. British Lions 89, you know, then you win the World Cup 2 years, so you learn. And that's why for these young kids as well, it's about an experience of learning from your mistakes and getting better and better. At the Wallabies this year, look, we got a good chance like everyone else. It's really who's available, if they're fit, if we lose a major player. But also, it's just about going out there playing for your country. It's a great opportunity. Not everyone gets a chance of playing World Cups.
Yeah.
So you've got to sit there and understand it's an opportunity. Just go for it.
I'll tell that to Richard Toms and David Knox, who didn't even get on the field.
But they enjoyed themselves off the field, eh?
Yeah, finally. When you've been coming around here doing all these things, what's been the unifying thing that people have wanted? More free-to-air television, more support from the union, more people coming out, more classic Wallabies, or is it a mixture of everything?
Well, I just think one of the biggest problems is obviously watching the game. Role models, simple. There's no role models for these kids. You talk to them, half of them have got no idea who plays the game, and half of them say, who's your best player their league is? You know, I know league's very dominant as well, but it's on free-to-air TV every night. So that's our problem. We've got to make a system where, for rugby around Australia, the rugby areas, you allow them to watch, put a free-to-air game if it's New South Wales, Queensland or Brumby, so it's a local game so people can watch it. You know, and that's the dominant, because no one actually knows players. And if you haven't got a player, how can you be a role model for someone if you don't know who's playing?
Well, David, it's fantastic to meet you, man, and fantastic you made the effort to come up here. Look forward to seeing more of you, because you're certainly a very dynamic character and you've done a great job. And we thank you for your time and wish you all the best moving forward. If you want to find out more about Campo, you can just go through his website as well, davidcampese.com.